Well, Catherine Sweeney, our health reporter, let's go to you first, since you're our go-to person for the facts about the pandemic. I think it's fair to say that the response to the pandemic from the Stitt administration has been less about mitigating illness and more about keeping business going as usual. What's going to be the pandemic-related focus this session?
I think that's definitely true about the Stitt administration, and that's one of the few things that legislative leadership and the Stitt administration seem to see eye to eye on. They have all been really adamant about fighting the kind of mitigation efforts that the federal government has been suggesting.
Well, Catherine, outside of the pandemic itself, what are some of the things you're going to be watching?
I'm going to be looking at a few other things that it seems like the legislature and Governor Stitt's office are not eye to eye on. The biggest one there is going to be the State Department of Health. I had a story come out last week about the state's public health lab moving out of Oklahoma City to Stillwater, kind of going under a little bit of a partial privatization. There was a lot of work that happened, all without legislative approval. Cassie McClung at the Frontier and I got some records that showed that that was intentional, that the whole thing took place very quickly to circumvent the legislature. And there are a lot of bills that are kind of looking at regulating the State Department of Health in the wake of that. Kind of the last thing that they're not seeing eye to eye on is Medicaid. The Stitt administration said they're going to keep moving forward on partially privatizing Medicaid, and we're seeing some legislation that kind of deals with that too. So those are the two pressure points I'm going to be watching.
Beth Wallace, our new science and environment reporter, your stories are going to be focused on natural resources, climate change, but Oklahoma's marijuana industry also falls into your purview. We're talking agriculture, soil health, water usage, and more. When it comes to weed, what's the legislature looking at?
So Oklahoma's medical marijuana industry is obviously booming right now. And the legislative focus on medical marijuana is going to be reining in the licensure processes of these businesses, whether they're grow facilities or dispensaries. An example of that would be a bill by Representative Jim Olson. And this bill would have local governments, so cities or counties, enact ordinances or resolutions that would essentially cap the number of additional grow facilities or dispensaries in that area. And so this wouldn't affect any of those facilities that already exist in that area. And there is a caveat that they can't entirely prevent or prohibit the operation of grow houses or dispensaries. But essentially, these local governments would need to enact these ordinances, or it would default to a system where OMMA would issue only one dispensary license and only one grow facility license for these counties, or in counties with 100,000 people or more, it would issue two dispensary licenses and two grow facility licenses.
Education reporter Robbie Korth. Last year, Governor Stitt and the Republican leaders made several changes, they call them reforms, to education, making it easier for students to transfer, expanding publicly funded private school scholarships, and some funding tweaks. But those don't grab the headlines. Culture wars do, and that seems to be where we're going.
Yeah, that's right, Logan. I mean, you mentioned all those reforms. The law that got the most headlines last year was the critical race theory ban that didn't actually mention critical race theory. So we have a lot more bills like that this session. You know, they range from banning LGBTQ-themed books from libraries to requiring the King James version of the Bible to be in every library. These types of library bills and classroom curriculum bills are really going to take up a lot of oxygen this session. It's hard to say, you know, which ones will actually pass, but no matter what, they're going to be driving the conversation around education reforms this session.
Well, the legislative session starts on February 7th. For our listeners and for our legislators, just know, State Impact will be watching. For Catherine Sweeney, Robbie Korth, and Beth Wallace, I'm Logan Layden.